Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, hello, everybody. Best people I know, it's either morning, afternoon, or evening, depending upon where you are listening live or on replay with iTunes. We appreciate you and thank you for being a regular listener or a new listener with over 20,000 people. We are so grateful for you. And remember, this is a service to you, and without you promoting this show, if you find there's tips and tools that are changing your life, touched your heart, remember what you can do to help us go and grow is share the show with a friend. And today you are definitely going to want to do that with Dr. Tony. Oh, I have been so looking forward to this. This is a special show, by the way, this Monday edition. So make sure that you mark us as a favorite to get the worry-free updates. Or you can go to my website, Green Sky and Blue Grass. There's a little green box on the right. And you can sign up for the monthly motivation news. And that way you won't miss out on all these fabulous people bringing you things to be your very best. So without further ado, I can't wait to tell you about Dr. Toni Petrinovich, if I'm pronouncing that properly, because she really touches on a lot of our listeners very interested in the shift in 2012, talking about getting beyond chaos, reaching purpose and peace. And if you want to speak with Dr. Toni live, you can dial 347-637-1318 or go ahead and type your question in the chat and I'll make sure to read it to her. But let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Toni, because she was born with an innate ability to see beyond the physical realm, empowering people to find the authentic within their own lives. She's a Reiki master teacher of the traditional UC method, and Dr. Toni has studied under Dr. Eric Scott Pearl to become a certified practitioner of reconnective healing, TM, and the reconnection. Toni is the creator of Sacred Spaces in the Angelic Human, and I'm encouraging everybody to go to her website, www.youaresacred.com. because it is a beautiful website, and she has some amazing videos, tools, books, tips, and all of that. But through these websites and her enlightening weekly newsletter to subscribers, she continues to offer metaphysical information in state-of-the-art formats. I also want to plug her newsletter because I love it, and she has a free sample of that. It's like a book, so make sure you check that out as well. Toni is author of The Call, Awakening the Angelic Human and You, A Field Finding an End to Seeking, The Light of the Orb, Speaking of the Light, DNA Reawakening CDs, Your Heart and DNA, Unlocking Their Secrets DVD, numerous meditation CDs, and over 170 YouTube videos, which are all fabulous. She's internationally acclaimed as a compassionate, devoted, and experienced master teacher. Toni is a charter member of the American Metaphysical Doctors Association, the Heart Math Institute, the Institute of Noetic Sciences, and she's also a licensed investigator with the Institute of Technical Energy Medicine. Wow. And she has a great summit, 2012 Beyond Chaos Conference, which is September 16th through the 18th. And that's at the Green Valley Spa and Hotel in St. George, Utah. And again, if you just visit youaresacred.com, you can see the videos, you can see all the information, because this is going to be awesome. But right now, I am so excited and privileged to introduce everybody to Dr. Toni. Hi, Dr. Toni. How are you today?
Hi, Deb. Wow, the excitement in your voice has taken me out of my chair.
Well, I tell you, this is awesome. awesome. I love the radio show probably more than most of the listeners, because I got up this morning and I was like, oh, I get to learn from Dr. Tony. This is so great, because, you know, I just love your website. I love what you're doing and your energy and your enthusiasm and your videos. It's like, you know, I feel like I've known you my whole life watching your videos. You're so interactive and just touching my heart, and I know you're going to just help so many listeners, because chaos is something that we all want to get beyond, and with everything going on in 2012, you know, this is really a privilege and a pleasure. But enough of me talking. Why don't you tell people about the basis for this belief in the 2012 transformation, and then we can get into, you know, some more of the specifics. But I think it would be really great if we could start out with that.
Well, okay, the basis. Well, first of all, there is none. Not really. there's this myth of the great ending that humanity has been looking for forever. And it's based on dissatisfaction with what is now. So every time, it's like illusory virtual reality cycles that we create within the real cycles that we're actually going through. And just like the last cycle was when we started the 2000 millennium and we had the Y2K scare. And then, you know, who's the guy's name? Harold somebody just recently was talking about the rapture coming on day X, and everybody got excited in his congregation. Everyone's looking for something that's going to feel like it's going to lift them out of what they're experiencing now. Well, the newest, you know, catchphrase is the Mayan 2012. If people took the time to actually look look at the information, what the even the elders, like they have this beautiful shaman Carlos is going around the internet, and he's talking a lot about what the elders said. And no one ever in any of the Mayan prophecies or the Mayan calendar or the Mayan philosophy ever said that there was going to be an ending ever. The fact that their calendar appears to end on December 21st, 2012, which is something that we're just kind of making up as we're going along, is because they were showing us it was the end of a cycle. Now, we don't know for sure that that's the date. That date is premised upon a few things. The Mayans had 17 calendars. There's one called the 13 Bakhtun cycle, and all of this you can find information on the internet. It's all very complex how they put all these calendars together. In the mind of the Gregorian calendar person that we are, we're used to just a calendar and we just watch it and that's it. But they had all these calendars linked together. So in their 13 Bakhtun cycle calendar, as the archaeologists, anthropologists, all people of, you know, they're well-meaning and good intentioned, the interpretation that they have given it is based on the fact that they believe it began, the calendar began August 11, 3114 BC. Now that's taking what they believe is where we are now on the calendar and going back and then going forward, creating this window of from 3114 BC to 2012, December 21st, 2012. All you have to do is be off a year, and you're off a year. There's no way for us to know if we're right or not, because there's no Mayan sitting there saying, yes, I wrote that calendar. I just saw a cartoon the other day that just, it was over the top. It was so great. There's this Mayan walking in the door of his little Mayan house, and his Mayan wife is sitting there stirring the stew, and he's got this great big huge round calendar, and he goes, honey, I ran out of space at 2012. Do you think anybody's going to care?
Oh, gosh.
And I just cracked up. I thought it was so great, because we make things into things. We give them significance. We give them an interpretation through our desire for an end result. So all we know are two things. We know the Mayans had 17 calendars, because we have found 17 ways of counting time, and we know that they had a creation myth that was called the ball court, and it's the story of two twins, one whose head got lopped off and his head becomes the ball for the ball game. We know these two things. That's all we know. We don't know anything else. And yet, because if it bleeds, it leads, it's easy for the media to take any information and to spin it to get people to stay in fear. And that's where we're going at chaos, Beyond Chaos Summit 2012. We're going to go beyond the fear, because the fear is man-made. The fear does not really exist. It is a part of our illusory world, and those people who want to buy into it, a lot of people are making lots of bucks off of it. Those people who want to buy into it in their lives are using it as a, depending upon their belief system, if I do these things, dot, 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 December 21st, 2012, I will either be transformed, I will be enlightened, I will ascend, I'll go through the rapture, I'll do this, I'll do that. And yet it's the same myth that we've been experiencing. If you go into history, there's a book out right now that I just finished reading, which is really great, called The Myth of the Great Ending. And the author traces the human stories back in time and watches the cycles of always looking, just like always looking for the Messiah. That's what we're always constantly doing. When 2012 comes and goes, there will be another cycle that will come up. Someone will find something to latch onto, and they'll create another one. So we'll always have this great marketing tool to use.
Yeah, unbelievable. You know, that you've just said so many powerful things, and I'm sure people listening are like, wow, that's a lot of information, and you obviously are highly intellectual and very well, you know, you have a lot to teach on this, and that's why I'm going to redirect people again to your website, because it can be overwhelming and overpowering. But, you know, I think that the takeaway that I love that you've said is, you know, the fear is never good. If there's one thing that's going to kill happiness, it's fear. It's a thief of all good things. And getting beyond that fear, getting beyond that chaos, I think is so important. And, you know, I guess with all of the things that you've shared with us about the 2012 transformation and all this history with the Mayan calendar and all these people that you're quoting, we are experiencing some change in humanity right now. There is some type of realignment occurring. Is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. The best part is that it's happening right now. And the best part of the change is that nobody knows how the change will manifest. No one knows what's going to happen. I mean, we're sitting here watching the news and the economy and the this and the that and the country's failing and the money up, down, all of the things that are happening. The radiation that's circling the Earth from Japan, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of people believe they know how things are going to unfold, how the future is going to manifest itself based upon their religious beliefs or whatever they want to have happen. Yet no one really knows what we're capable of since we haven't been here before. Everything and everyone is shifting, no matter what the subject. So some practices that people have right now, meditation, yoga, prayer, whatever, are going to shift and change. And this is, I think, where some people are going to begin to understand. And I've had some people email me and call me recently about this, is that the things, and I use the word things kind of loosely here, the practices that you have that are your support, that are your sustaining pillars, are going to stop sustaining you. And it's not as though you've been abandoned. It's because you're changing, and in the change of you, what you have been doing no longer is applicable. So
really what you're saying is it's change. So some people listening may be saying, oh, yeah, that's me. I am, you know, things that worked before are not working now. You know, and they're feeling a lot of solace by what you said, but can you be specific as to what some of these expected or anticipated changes might be?
You name it, anything, from symptomology in the body. A lot of people are, you know, they say, I can't sleep, I can't eat the same food, you know, my body hurts, this and that, to a new perspective of life, the way you see life, to, and this is the one no one wants to think about, what we call the dark night of the soul. The aspect of the dark night of the soul that people are afraid of is that they won't come out of it. It's, you know, and we use the term dark because to us that's a pejorative term. It has a negative connotation. And yet throughout history, speaking of, you know, the myth of the ending, throughout history, there is a concept of what is called divine madness. And way back when, we used to be able to go to a monastery and say to the monk or the sister in charge, the nun in charge, depending upon if you're a man or a woman, I'm going through divine madness, and I need help. And they would put you into one of their little cells, because that's what their bedrooms are called, cells. And they would feed you and they would take care of you, and you would, you know, give them some donation to pay for your part of it. And you'd stay there for years. And you would go through what is called divine madness, which is basically a spiritual crisis. And no one wants to have a spiritual crisis. No one wants to have a crisis. So the resistance to the change creates more of a very uncomfortable dynamic in your life versus saying, oh, my gosh, everything in my life is changing. I'm not sure I believe what I used to believe. I'm not getting along with my spouse, my boyfriend, my kids, my mother, my father the way I used to. Everything is shifting. What does this mean for me? I need to open more. I need to open more and let more information come in. Most people close down. And they go, no, I want it to stay this way. And I want to keep my job. And I want to stay married. And I want my kids to do this. And I want my parents to act this way. And in that resistance is the rub. So I'm inviting everyone who's listening right now to look at your own life and see where the voice of your heart, and I talk a lot about the voice of your heart in everything I write, I do on my website, because our heart is the strongest electromagnetic organ in our body. It's 5,000 times more electromagnetic than your brain. It's really attempting to run the show, and it is physiologically running the show. Without your heart, you're gone. So when the heart begins to send information to the mind-brain complex, depending upon what your belief system is, you decide how repressive you're going to get to that information. It's your decision. And if you will instead say, this is what my heart really wants, and I don't know how it's going to turn out, then you're going to find out that the changes that are occurring are going to be so much easier, even though they might not be really, really comfortable. Changing jobs, moving out of a house, being foreclosed on. I mean, whatever it is that's happening in your life is nothing more than a signpost that's saying, turn this way, make a detour, change the direction you're going in, because what you're doing right now is no longer serving you.
Mm.
And
so
I know
just,
that's hard.
No, I mean, again, you're so well spoken, and it really is some powerful information. I think if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're telling us is that you can't really embrace this beyond chaos, this moving from, you know, out of fear and into a place of real divine purpose with all these changes. If you're taking it from the place of your head, you really have to, and I love how you said, the heart does run the show, but what you're saying is we really have to take it from a place of feeling and embracing, you know, the universe or God saying, turn here, turn left, and not looking at it as something we did wrong, something that's bad, that, you know, this change is good change. Is that what you're trying to tell us? Oop. Dr. Tony? Hello, Dr. Tony? Dr. Tony? Okay. Well, okay, Dr. Tony will call us again. I'm confident. We're just going to wait for her to call back in. And I think we had another call. There's Dr. Tony again. I think she's right there. We'll get her right back on. Okay, we lost you for a second. Okay, we got you back. I'm going into this long dissertation. I'm like, okay, Dr. Tony.
But yeah, I knew I just went blank.
I'm so glad that we got you back. That's good, and we have a caller waiting to talk to you from 2532. But I was just saying to the people listening that, you know, it really seems like you're telling us to get beyond this chaos and to embrace these signposts that we're getting. We have to really go from a place of feeling rather than in our head. And I think a lot of us tend to, you know, use the way things were in our thinking to take the direction. And what you're saying is it really has to come from the heart, a place of feeling and emotions. And that's part of what we need to learn in this change. Is that what you're also saying here?
Well, I am. And I'm going to be very blunt here. Everyone knows, you know when you're lying to yourself. You know, everybody says, oh, my gosh, I can't believe this happened. Don't tell me that. You saw it coming, and you looked the other way, because we all know when something is coming to us that is energetically uncomfortable. And instead of saying, oh my gosh, I can see this coming, what is this about? We attempt to feel safe. And that is when everything begins to crumble. So it's really about looking at your life and seeing where your heart is saying, you can feel this, you know this is happening, and it's not working anymore. What do you want to do about it?
Yeah, and wow, divine madness. Isn't that a statement? I tell you, that how's everybody feeling about that catchphrase, divine madness? That is unbelievable. So if somebody's listening right now feeling that, you know, things aren't working, they're not alone, this is part of the process, and those symptoms, you know, they really are good things for us to change and getting beyond chaos. And one of the things that, you know, I noticed, and if everybody can take a second and watch Dr. Tony's awesome video talking about the summit coming up, you give an analogy of this cup that's overflowed and it just really bursts, and getting beyond that chaos but allowing things to enter which couldn't otherwise. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and what the Summit 2012 is about to help us get to that place of peace and being aware of the messages for us so that we can live on purpose and be everything that we were created to be? Because nobody wants to be stressed. Everybody wants to be happy and peaceful and purposeful, if you're listening here anyway. So we're looking forward to learning more about getting beyond chaos.
Well, what I was talking about in the movie is one of my favorite analogies, because people think that chaos is a bad thing. And basically, our dimension, this world, is created on a cycle of chaos and order. If you want to think about a goblet, like, you know, just a glass goblet that is created to the key of C, and then you hit a tuning fork next to it that is also tuned to the key of C, the goblet breaks. And the reason the goblet breaks is because it's attempting to access the information that's coming from the tuning fork, but it can't do so long as it holds itself in the position of being a goblet. So it has to destroy itself. It has to collapse. And then it can embrace the information. Then the wavelengths of the tuning fork and the wavelengths of what was the goblet are able to merge. And that is what chaos is. It's more information coming into a system. So more information is coming into the system that is this dimension, and is creating chaos and confusion because people aren't easily letting themselves be destroyed. And using these words can create fear, which tightens people up more. And there's really no way to go around it. There's no way to make this, you know, prettied up so we can put it on the Hallmark greeting card and everybody will accept it. What's really happening is a complete change of the human race. And my question always is there's all these questions. Each of us holds an answer. Are you ready to be the answer you brought into this world? Are you ready to be your own answer? Or are you going to look to someone else for an answer who doesn't have an answer, because most people don't. Religious beliefs don't. Science doesn't. Everybody's conjecturing. So when we come to the summit, what we're going to do is go beyond the idea of chaos, and we're going to not just have me up there, as I said in my movie, I'm not going to be standing there for hours talking while you look at some PowerPoint presentation and doze off. We're going to create a unified field, which means a field of energy that is absolutely coherent and holding together as one object, and it's going to manifest together an outcome. So I don't know what the outcome is going to be, because I don't know everyone who's coming to the summit yet, and I won't know what's going to happen until we're in the middle of it. None of us can know. Yet, together, we're going to step into the unknowable, because right now it is unknowable. And that field of union in which we're all taking part is going to focus on releasing the constraints and opening to the limitlessness of our nature, which is going to shift everybody in attendance. So when people leave, they say, you know, what am I going to get as a takeaway? When you walk out of there, you are going to know what you are capable of. I can guarantee that. I have no doubt. And because I've been doing this work for a very long time, I know what people are capable of when we hold that field together. And only the people who are being drawn to this summit. Only the people who are being drawn to it are only the ones who are willing to go into the unknowable. People who are afraid of it aren't going, and they're making whatever excuse. I don't have time, I don't have money, whatever. I don't care. They're simply afraid to go into that space within themselves. And there's nothing to be afraid of.
Yeah, and you know, I think that idea that sometimes you need to let things break down before they can build up, you know, it's that transformation, it's that change, it's going into that darkness and embracing that fear. All I can think of is, you know, the analogy we always think of with the butterfly, you know, those caterpillars, mm-hmm. they go into the cocoon and they look like they're dead and it's ugly and dark and, you know, what's going on? But if it wasn't for that complete breakdown of that body, that as we knew it, you know, the caterpillar would never become the butterfly and be able to be the beauty and flying to new heights. It would all, you know, and I think that that's the same, that's so much the same for us. And obviously, you know, the summit is going to be, it's definitely going to be a cocoon moment. I think that people are going to come out and not going to know what they're going to be exactly, but it's definitely going to be great and it's going to be better than it was before. But, you know, speaking of fear, I really think that people I talk to, a lot of them are afraid of this new dynamic, this new paradigm. You know, did you wanna speak to that? And just, I know you've been talking a lot about it, but for somebody who feels afraid of this new dynamic, what do you have to say to them?
Well, the fear is based upon what we've been taught. We live in a fear-based society. Everything that we are taught tells us to look to something else to save us from something. Say, you know, someone breaks into your house or you have a car accident. You call 911. You call the police. You call somebody else. You call another authority. If you're having a problem with your body, you go to the doctor. If you're having a problem with your spiritual life, you go to your priest, your rabbi, whoever. If you can't understand something, you find somebody who's a teacher to teach you. Nowhere in our society are we taught to be self-serving, self-relevant, so that we relate to life through our own capacity. And since there isn't anyone who is, you know, there's not a government agency called, we're going to manage the change for you, just follow us,
yeah.
You know, there's no place to look towards. People are afraid. Most of the people who are out there as, you know, prognosticators or prophets or whatever name they give themselves are creating this sense of fear with the idea of, if you follow my way and, you know, paren, give me your money, then everything's going to be okay. So it's become a great, as I was saying earlier, marketing ploy. And because of the amount of fear, there's an energetic envelope that surrounds this earth that you can't see. It's called the noosphere. And it holds in energy the emotions, the thoughts, the feelings, the actions of the human race. And in that envelope, if you just think of the globe right now, think of everything that's happening on the globe right now, and think of how many people are afraid, starving, revolting, doing all of the things that's going on. All that energy is in that envelope. So as soon as you, as the listener, begin to become afraid, that's an energy wavelength. It's just an up and down energy wavelength. We call it fear. All of the fear that is in the noosphere connects with you. So your fear becomes bigger than it really is. And it's constantly being fed and supported by what you see in the news, what you read in the newspapers, what you read in the internet news. I'm not saying don't read these things. I'm just saying realize what you're doing when you're doing it. How many places are there where you go for not only uplifting information or a wonderful meditation or something to take time out with, but something that really informs you about an alternative to fear? Because what people are basically doing right now is wanting to gravitate toward the frequency of love, whatever that means for them. And I'm not talking about the Hallmark moment love. I'm talking about real love without condition. That's what all the revolutions are about. People are rebelling because the government hasn't been one of taking the people into account, caring for the people, loving the people. It's been one of control. So the people join in like frequency, and they create this demand for respect, which is love, and freedom, which is definitely love. and a government that's responsible within its own love to the people. So in the same way, this is what everyone's doing inside of themselves. They're feeling this revolt, if you would, to the status quo, and yet there's nothing to look towards because we haven't aligned with it yet. Sometimes we use the word, you know, what are you going to manifest, what are you going to create? There's really nothing to create or manifest because everything that is. All that is all that is. What we're doing is deciding what wavelengths we're going to be. Let's go back to the law of attraction. Most of the listeners can relate to that. What wavelengths we're going to be to attract a specific future to us, because in the realm of all of the futures, there's all these possibilities. Which one do you want to attract to you? And are you ready to release the belief systems, the way of life you have right now, to attract that to you? If you stay in the same position you're in right now, you're just going to stay in the same position you're in. And yet, you're inviting yourself to go beyond the fear. So when I'm teaching in my classes, I always tell people that fear is your greatest tool. Whatever you fear the most, go right towards it. Walk right into it. Be a pirate. Take no prisoners. I'm afraid of this.
What the hell is this about?
Well, I'm a real pirate inside me. Everybody, yeah, I've got a beautiful picture with my veil and the whole thing. But inside of me, I'm a pirate. Don't get in my way. I only have this life to live as Tony Petrinovich, and I'm going to make sure it's the best it can possibly be. And if you're not going to be supportive and assist me, get out of the way, because I'm going forward. And I don't care what looks scary out there. It isn't really scary. It's only our interpretation of it. Energy is neutral. Energy has no interpretation. It has no significance. So when somebody says to you, oh, my gosh, be careful, don't go there. The energy is so negative. No. I went to this place, and I experienced a negative experience, and now I'm telling you not to go there. There is no such thing as negative energy. It doesn't exist. Energy is neutral. It's the interpretation we put upon it. We make a decision that it's scary. We make a decision that it's fearful. It isn't really. When I was in San Francisco back in the 70s, I disarmed an armed gunman that was running down the street going to shoot people. I simply got really, really peaceful and asked him for his gun, and he gave it to me. Everybody else was terrified. So the terrified people and the gunman were both scared, mad, and upset. I was not. And this is what I'm talking about. You get to walk into your fear. There isn't anybody that's going to come along and rescue you from it. Be a pirate. Be Captain Jack Sparrow, Pirates of the Caribbean, my favorite movie. I've got the big banner that hung in the theater. I saw it 30 times. I took all my workshops to it. All he ever said was, you forget, I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. Every time something happened, you forget, I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah,
I know who I am.
And that is so, and I think that really is, you know, we have to really celebrate our uniqueness. The old saying, you know, you were born an original, don't die a copy, and don't do that compare and despair thing, because we are unique, and celebrating it and being empowered by the unique gifts that we have to bring really puts us in a place of faith versus fear. And I love that story. Wow, with the gunman, I didn't know about that, but, you know, I think it's very vivid. It brings a lot of color to what you're trying to say. But, you know, before we run out of time, I want to make sure that I covered a couple of other points, because I want people to know sacredspaces.com to find out about...
Wait. Yeah, it's sacredspaceswa.com.
Okay. And
that's why I use You Are Sacred. You Are Sacred is easy to remember. You Are Sacred is spelled just the way it's spelled. You Are Sacred, YOURESACRED. And if you go to You Are Sacred, it's just one page. It's a splash page. And from there, it will say, do you want to go to Sacred Spaces website? Do you want to go to the Angelic Human website? Click, click. Do you want to go to Summit Information? Do you want to go to videos? Where do you want to go? Because my other URL is too hard to remember.
Okay, so for anybody, just go to youaresacred.com, and then that
mm-hmm.
is where you can get more information on Summit, and then the other places as well. But you know, you talk about saying that all of these changes that we are about to experience whenever the time happens. You use the word incomprehensible. Can you share something more about that?
Sure. Incomprehensible means basically that your mind can't understand it, and our minds can't, because when we project into the future, whatever you as the listener are thinking about as the future, you know, of 2012 or beyond, or, and I'm not just talking about your future, like your kids are going to grow up and they're going to go to college. I'm not just talking about that, though that's included. When we're talking about a more global future, you can only think about it from the standpoint of what you already know, and then sort of mentally prophesy what you believe is going to happen. And depending upon what religion you belong to, what political party you belong to, how you feel about country you live in, et cetera, you're going to change what that future is going to look like, and it's going to become a personal prophecy of how I want it to unfold. That isn't really what's going to happen. Whatever is going to happen is incomprehensible to us because we don't know it from this standpoint in time, using time as a marker here, because we haven't been there yet. And when people say, you know, like someone will say, well, everything happens. If you look at your history, you can tell you, it'll tell you what your future is, et cetera, et cetera. That might be true from a certain standpoint. And yet the energetic signature of our physical bodies right now is changing and shifting. And everyone knows that their bodies feel different. Everyone knows that things are happening. And because of that, we know that we have never been to this place before. I have done, throughout my life, I'm 64, I have done tons of research on whether Atlantis is real or Lemuria real, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what I've come to the conclusion of is that the human race as a species was at one time more advanced from the standpoint of knowing how to work with energy and knowing how to create, say, alternatives for gasoline, et cetera, in the past, and that's part of the record that was destroyed when the Library of Alexander was burned down, when all the Jewish records were burned during the Roman invasion, et cetera. All of the history of that which we'd be able to open a book and say, this is what's going on, is gone. So no one really knows how far we have ever sort of reached out within our own capabilities. And yet, what is happening right now on an energetic level is shifting the earth so much. I mean, look at the volcanoes and the earthquakes. Everything that is happening to the earth is happening to us. And because of that, we don't know where we're going to end up. We have no way to know. It is incomprehensible. All we can do is be in each day, absolutely in each moment, and that's such a wonderful practice, and in that, know that what we're doing is creating a frequency that is aligning us to a future that has the potential to be as beautiful as we could possibly desire. But that calls upon us to release the fear.
And getting beyond that chaos, as you call it.
Well, right, because just, you know, throwing a little science at you right here, we're standing waves. A standing wave is like, if you think of taking a pebble and dropping it into a pond, okay, and you see this ring of waves going out, 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 out from where the pebble dropped in. Well, at the same time that they're going out, the water is also coming back in. You might not observe it as directly as you do the waves going out, but that's what's happening within the water itself. That's called a standing wave. It transmits energy out, and it brings energy back in. It receives energy back in simultaneously in the same very same moment. That's what we are. That's how the law of attraction works. You know, the law of attraction is wonderful, and it's got tons of press, and I love Abraham, and I love The Secret, and I love all the stuff that everybody's always talking about, but no one's taken the time to explain how it works. And that's how it works. So whatever we transmit is immediately, simultaneously, in the same second, what we're receiving. You can only receive what you transmit. There is no other way that physics in this dimension works besides that. So if you're transmitting fear, you're going to get more of it back. Not because you're bad, simply because that's physics. You can't transmit fear and get joy.
Yeah. So if you're building, you know, if you dig a channel in the ground through the earth, water is only going to go back and forth through that channel that you dig. So, you know, whatever you open for a transmission wave is going to come back. But I love that analogy. I never heard that before with the rock, the pebble in the water, and the rings going out, but not really seeing it, but it's happening. That you know, it's coming back in at the same time. That is why you are the doctor and you are running the 2012 Chaos Summit, Beyond Chaos. Well, maybe I can't even ask this question then, because if it's so incomprehensible, is there anything that you think this realignment will look like when it takes place, how the world will look, or anything that you wanted to share with people listening? I mean, is that a question that's even, you know, am I even able to ask that? Are you able to answer it?
Well, to a certain degree, but just before I do, I wanted to tell the listeners, if you go to youaresacred.com and you click on Sacred Spaces, in the left navigational bar, there's a list of everything that's available. One of the listings, I think it's about seven down or something, is MetaU. That's my school that I created to teach through. If you click on MetaU, there's a drop-down menu. If you just click on MetaU and you scroll down a little bit, you're going to see actual standing wave in function. And there's a wonderful website that's a physics website that I found on the internet that is huge. It must be, you know, 10,000 pages. It's just enormous. And they had this flash presentation of a standing wave. And I emailed the fellow and I said, this is the best standing wave I've seen. You know, it's moving. It's actually functioning as you're looking at it. Can I use this? And he said, oh, for sure. Here's the flash code. Here, you know, put it in your website. He was so great. He said, spread the word.
Wow.
It was wonderful. So you can go and you can actually see it happening. And I just wanted people to know that so that they can get a visual, because sometimes a visual helps cinch it in your mind. Going back to the future. Okay, going back to what I said earlier about, are you willing to be the answer? Each of us, and this is my whole angelic human website, but we're going to just put that aside for the moment. The information is true no matter what you call it. Each of us comes into this world with a message. We have some reason for being here. We didn't just kind of happen to be here. And the message within us, we know. We know what that message is. It has been bred out of us, taught out of us, beat out of us. And every person, if they will spend some time in silence with themselves, which is another leap for a lot of people, they will hear and know what their message is. And most often it is something that is so far outside the purview of what you're doing with your life right now that you can't even imagine that you would be able to voice your message, do your message, be your message, whatever the action is. In that message is the answer to what is coming in the future. So think of it this way. This is a good way to think of it. Think of it back in, say, Native American days, where here you've got the Native American teepees, and you've got the tribe, and they've got their village, and the ones who are really good at making the teepees are making the teepees. The ones who are really good at planting the corn plant the corn. The shaman does all of the shamanic work. The mothers all share taking care of the children. The braves are really good at hunting. They go hunt. Everyone's doing that which they naturally do the easiest and the best. That is not true in our culture. We are raised to make money, to have goals, and to rise up within the social strata. So your message, the voice of that you want to really present to the world, doesn't get heard. If each of us did exactly what was the easiest, most passionate set of actions for each of us, that is what you can expect in the future, if we will allow it to happen. And that's why I love, people say, I don't watch the news because it's so negative. I watch the news because I sit there and go, yes, do it, make it messier, come on, more chaos, let's go. Because the more we destroy, the more opportunity we have to build what we want to build. And it's not without all the chaos that we're going to get there. So from the standpoint of what can you expect in the future, I'll ask you the question, what can you expect of yourself? Because if the old structures are collapsing, including your own supported lifestyle and to some degree your physiology, what do you want to make visible that is now invisible? How can you make the invisible visible? What can you do? You, personally, the listener, what can you do in your life to shift yourself so that you feel in a state of well-being and harmony all the time? Do that. And if each person does that, you're going to shake up a whole lot of things, you betcha. And at the same time, you're going to create a life that is more delicious than anything you've ever experienced. But you've got to go through the chaos first. You have the guts. Are you willing to do it? Will you be the pirate? Will you walk in and just say, I take no prisoners. This is my life. You don't get to make me live this way anymore, whoever you are, whatever's going on.
Wow. And that classroom of silence really does speak loudly, those things that we most need to hear in so many ways, you know. It seems as though that's one of the things that we can really do and one of the things that you're an advocate of. It really is mind-boggling to think about all the possibilities and, you know, the things that we're capable of, we really can't even imagine. And it's all good. And that, you know, in that sense, just listening to you, I can feel that energy of, you know, not being afraid of change, be afraid of staying the same. You know? That's the real fear. Wow, I am overwhelmed, and I'm sure people listening are too. I didn't know if there was any final thoughts that you had for people. You know, obviously, you know, the summit, that is something that everybody needs to check out and going to your website. But if you could just go through that again, and also any final thoughts, any to-do, something that, you know, every listener can do when they get off this call, besides sharing the show with a friend and letting other people know and connecting with you, Dr. Tony, you know, some sort of practical application that they can take away and share with someone that they know that might be afraid of change, afraid of, you know, really getting into that embracing fear, you know, as you said, and being the pirate. Anything else that you wanted to give to us?
Well, I'll go back to what you were just commenting on as well, and that's the silence. And I know that silence isn't something that has much promotion in our world. It's kind of like, how loud can you make it? How big and bright can you make it? It is in silence within yourself that you will find the strength, the courage. The word courage comes from coeur, French for heart. You'll find the courage to be the pirate. So I would ask that you request of your family unit or yourself, if you're alone, that you have half an hour a day that you sit in what I call the holy of holies of your heart, where you sit with the voice of your soul in silence. This doesn't mean you have to meditate and there's no special breathing practice. You just simply sit in silence with you. And if you want to take this out, as Deb was saying, to others, why not create a time when those of like mind in your environment, whoever your acquaintances, your friends are, whatever your social circle is, get together and you just sit for half an hour in silence together and see what comes up inside of you. If you will allow yourself to be this vulnerable, you can create circles where all of you take turns expressing what you're receiving in that silence to see what you're building in common union, which is communion, which is the unity of community. And if you will go to the silence each day, knowing that at time X, I go to room Y and I sit down and I go into this literal temple of my heart and I sit there with myself and I feel how I really feel, you will begin to watch the belief systems that don't sustain you literally disassemble. Every thought that doesn't fit anymore will no longer be constantly trying to get your attention. And you will realign yourself with your own frequency. There is the courage to be the pirate. There is the courage to stand up and say, I am God in form. I am going to create this life the way I know I came here to live. And this is something that you can share with anybody because everybody feels this. Everybody understands what I'm saying. Now the question is, will you take the words into your life and make them real for you? Because if you will, I can promise you, you will create, literally, out of the material of your life, exactly what you want to experience.
Wow. Okay. And for somebody listening who is feeling the way I am, which is just like in awe of all of the opportunity and excitement and things that we can't even ask or imagine right now, I think the Summit 2012 Beyond Chaos Conference is something that we all need to check out, because imagine how much this hour with Tony has changed us. I know it's touched my heart. I know the excitement and the joy of the potential new changes that, you know, I'm capable of, you're capable of, we're all capable of. We all help each other. You know, if we want more of this, the Summit 2012 Beyond Chaos is a perfect place for us to join together and do that. And for those who feel called to this, it's September 16th through the 18th. It's at the Green Valley Spa and Hotel in St. George, Utah. And you can visit urarsacred.com. And it might be something that would be a great thing for us to do with a friend or a loved one or a family member. And that way, when we, you know, leave the summit, you know, we can keep that work going as well. You know, do you have a lot of people that come as husband and wife or with a friend or a family member to these events?
Yes, lots of people are doing that. In fact, some of my students are bringing their significant other or whatever, you know, the person in their life who has had no connection with me at all. They've been the other person, you know, that my students been learning from me, and then their husband, wife, girlfriend, boyfriend has been this other person. And they're signing up, both of them, and they're bringing them. I'm so excited because they're going from not knowing anything about this right into the void. They're going right there. Like, yes.
And, you know, and one of the things that I think is so great about this, because, you know, I love the radio. I think it's a great vehicle for really getting that energy to connect of like-minded people so that we can all encourage one another. I mean, obviously, I'm a big advocate for this. But I think when we have somebody that we can, you know, has experienced what we've experienced, someone that relates to us, someone that can help us remember how we felt during that time when we were really touched in a powerful way, you know, it really feeds our soul. It's like those daily mind vitamins that keep on giving after the event, because I know sometimes for myself, going to retreats and so forth, if I go by myself, it's great, but to connect with those like-minded people that we share that intimate connection with, it, you know, it just keeps the love flowing and going, and then it really accelerates that continued momentum for change. And that's why, you know, I think it's wonderful that you just shared, how people are signing up with a friend or a loved one or a spouse, boyfriend, girlfriend, because it only helps us to help each other, you know, and that is what we're here to do. And boy, do you do it brilliant. Talk about a star in the sky. Dr. Tony, you are unbelievable, and you've just been an amazing guest. And I know that, you know, there's a lot of people in the chat room and more people that will be listening on iTunes and so forth, but, you know, just unbelievable what you're doing. You're such a blessing, and I've just so enjoyed. I'm going to have to replay. I have to listen to all these things again. You've given us so much intellectual information to change the heart as well, because you know, and I've got to get, where, tell us again where we can see that standing wave on your website, because
okay.
I am just overwhelmed with that. That is so cool.
Okay, so there's a couple steps to go through, and they're just clicks, and just to get you there. If you go to UR Sacred, then it'll say, you know, Sacred Spaces is one website, and then the other one is Angelic Human. Click on Sacred Spaces. That's my main website. And when you get there, then in the left gray bar is all the navigational names of, you know, about Tony and my classes and everything. And there's one called MetaU. And as soon as you hover your cursor over MetaU, there's a drop-down menu, and it says MetaU again. So just click on MetaU, and then you get to the MetaU page that describes my metaphysics class. And just scroll down about half the way. It's a pretty long page. And what you'll find in the middle of that page are two waves. There's an in wave and an out wave. And I had to make a separate page for the standing wave itself because there's so much information, the page couldn't hold it from the standpoint of programming. So you've got an in page and an out page. And right below it, it says, or an in circle and an out circle, and they're moving. They're flash movies. So one circle is going in, and the other one's going out. And right below it, it says, click here for the standing wave that you are. And when you click on that, it takes you just to one page that has a great big standing wave. It's the in wave and the out wave superimposed over each other, moving at the same time. And when you watch it, it's a little hypnotic, when you watch it, you'll realize this is what you're doing. This is how the law of attraction works. It's the only way it can, because you can only receive in what you're sending out because of the shape of the wave.
Wow.
And when you see it, it's fun.
You know, in your website, I tell you, I've been there many times, but how I missed that one, I don't know. But your website is like going to college. I mean, you've got so much information there. It's like a lifetime to go through there. It's unbelievable. And it's just, I mean, and that's just the sacred spaces. You got so many other places. Dr. Tony, you are amazing. What a gift you are. And I know if you enjoyed this show, you've got to share it with a friend. Let's go to the summit 2012. Let's get beyond chaos. Let's make more of all this that we shared here happen. And boy, I know we only have a couple minutes. There's somebody that's been on the line in the switchboard. Can you take a quick call, Dr. Tony? Do you mind?
Sure. Oh no.
All right, because
sure.
I know we're running out of time here. But 768-985. You're on the air with Dr. Tony. Go ahead. 786, you are on the air live with Dr. Tony. You can ask your question.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, my name is Lange, Tito Lange. And the reason for my call is to offer an added thought to Dr. Tony's beautiful and most needed wisdom that she shares with us. It is that everything begins with honesty. Going into a person's inner existence is what is in there. That's what you will always find. If you are honest, when you go within your inner existence, you find honesty. And honesty is the language through which all energies communicate. The person who is not honest, whenever this person is in private, going into his or her own inner existence, this person will always find dishonesty. So therefore, I would encourage everyone, listeners, to cultivate honesty. Thank you, Dr. Tony, so much. And thank you, Deb.
Well,
thank you very much, sir.
It's just a pleasure to have you calling in and sharing your shine. But, you know, honesty, isn't that the truth of who we are, the truth of a situation? We're only really as sick as our secrets, and getting to the truth is really super freedom. So thank you for your call and sharing with us. We really appreciate you.
It is my pleasure, and I will always be back. I do listen to your show, and as I have said to you many times, you are an angel in the physical form for us on Earth.
Well, sending the love hugs. I'm going to have to recycle that happiness. You are a love. Thank you so very, very much. What a blessing. Oh, my goodness.
Love sprinkles.
Thank you so very much. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, do we have the best listeners and the best guests? Yay! Absolutely. I'm telling you, I hope other people love the show as much as I do, because this is the best thing in the world. I'm telling you, I just love us so much. And Sumner Davenport's writing in here. She's a best-selling author. She's tuned in. Dr. Tony is awesome. She said that you partnered with her on one of her book releases and a gift CD, and she's still getting glowing feedback. And just, you are unbelievable. You have to come back, Dr. Tony, I hope. And we're going
to
see you at the summit. Okay.
Oh, good.
Well, listen, the Blog Talk lady's telling me we're all out of time, so I have to send the goodbye music. Connect with Dr. Tony and make sure that you share this show with a friend. And in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, remember to be yourself because everybody
Thank
else
you for
is
listening
already
to
taken.
The Best People
Thank
We
you,
Know radio
and lots
show
of love.
With
God
your
bless.
Host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.